Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by
RPGNow.com, the leading source for indie RPGs on the web. Visit them at www.rpgnow.com and pick up a few PDFs for your electronic gaming shelf. They've got gaming products for D20, 4th Edition, Mutants and Masterminds, and a variety of other products as well. Check them out at rpgnow.com. And GMDice.com, one of the best sources online for dice of any kind for any game. You can look at their GM blog, roll virtual dice, check out their vast assortment of dice from 4-siders all the way up to 100-siders, and you get a random free die with any order over $10. Visit them at www.GMDice.com.
So we gotta waste the sacrifice, and then he can't kill him. So it works out. We can go home.
No.
Get my sniper rifle out.
Yeah. Seth.
I am not a ghoul.
All of a sudden, the universe makes sense. You perceive all. You know that it is not the spoon that bends.
There is no spoon, only Zool.
Only Zool. And on that great truth, you go.
And he is a pooper.
On that great truth, I'm...
And that Orcus is, in fact, a pooper.
I will magic missile limp mace.
Wah, wah, wah. Now, is this all open? I mean, are these walls, or what is this?
Yeah,
this is all open, or what is
walls?
It?
These are all walls.
So, okay, you actually, have to move up to see.
The thing with triangles
is they're difficult ground.
Is difficult ground. Yeah. These are wiggity columns that glow blue. There's actual light here. Three of the columns are intact. Three of the crystal columns are intact. One of them is shattered. This is the altar with all the blood spilling from it, and it drains into this wiggity grate.
Hmm. Like that, you can move over here and see this guy.
If you moved over there or something, because actually right now the only person you can see...
Shoot him.
Is the pooper. Actually, is he within 20?
Probably.
You'd have to move up like a square.
I'll move up a square or two.
Actually, you'll probably
you
end up having to
out of the way.
Go up here, but yes.
Okay, yeah, I'll magic missile the poofter.
Oh, great poofter!
Oh, great Arcus.
I don't think that's going to cut it, because I only got a 14 versus reflex.
14 versus reflex. Reflex is actually 14.
Ooh, oh, you did it! You did it! Rock!
Wonder Twin Powers activate.
Which one is the bucket of water? Is that one today?
Boy.
You're a bucket of water.
10 points of damage, okay.
I am form of... water!
Intruders! Get them!
You suck!
Unfortunately... everyone else is still reeling at the poofter line, so Fang Yu gets to go next.
Okay, let's see.
Arcus is the poofter.
Where's the wacky child?
Don't see him.
Probably behind us, invisible, getting ready to fireball us.
Hmm. Well, what I...
spoken like
what
a
I really meant
mage.
When I described him as kind of this small, poorly made child is he looks like...
baby.
It looks like he's a statue of someone, you know, like, that someone made who has absolutely no talent. So it's basically this tiny humanoid statue.
Wearing a diaper?
No, no diaper. Just kind of there. Okay.
And I'll try to throw a dagger at that guy.
That's not limp.
At the not limp one. Okay.
The non limp one.
At the one that stands rigid, you might say.
Whoa.
Okay.
Alright.
Go ahead.
Let's see here.
That could be the picture for the whole campaign now. That guy.
Yeah. Underneath. 20.
A 20 will hit his AC, yes. His AC is a mere 15.
You have a 4 and a 4. Ooh, 5. Wah, wah, wah.
All right. He seems to laugh that off.
I can put that in the ID3 tags.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, the picture of Mr. Limp here. Limp Mace.
Okay.
The Limpy One.
Is that going to be the title of this particular session?
The Limpy One.
The Limpy One!
Mr. Limpster?
Maybe it should just be Womp
Mr. Limpalot.
Okay. Or Viva Viagra.
Right.
Mm. That'd be the other guy.
Iona, you're up next.
Oh, am I? Really?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to chill. Gotta go over here.
Let things kind of develop in front of you.
Yeah.
Right. You're cracking open a beer, and it's like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to move forward so that I'm within 5 of... we'll say the guy that Fang Yi hit.
That's within 5.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and... I'm going to go ahead and hit him with Lance of Faith.
Okay.
It's against reflex.
Okay. His reflex is 14.
And yeah, that's not going to make it. That's an 11. Damn it.
All right. Now the underpriest gets to go. Fools, you're too late! As he plunges the dagger into the neck of the sacrifice. As the berserkers go, stop it! Nikki, you look bad!
He's like running like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
As long as he's not Steven Seagal, because he runs like that. As soon as he gets up there, he's like, and you're like,
he just starts slapping when he gets up to you.
Do you take plastic?
You take plastic.
Okay, and actually they don't have maces, ever. They have great axes, though his is somehow limp.
His axe isn't great anymore!
Does a 27 hit your AC?
No.
Yeah, sure it does.
And does a 29 hit your AC?
Oh no.
Okay. It hit me, yes. Yes, okay, of course well. It
does. And Fangy is, again, the meat shield.
Apparently. Or we like to call her
damage magnets.
I'll take the beat down. You guys go up there to the horn, dude.
20 points of damage.
Jeez.
Jeez.
Message for you, sir.
Jeez.
I get the arms. I'm not a ghoul. I mean, get out right now. Bad dog. Bad dog.
Gaz.
Bad Cheeto.
Bad dog. Bad Cheeto.
I'll move through Colin and Seth's space to put myself right in front of, I guess, Mr. Limp Mace.
In front of Iona?
It's in front of Iona, not Seth.
I mean Iona, sorry.
Yeah.
Alright, so...
All right, it's you up against Mr. Limp.
Wubba, 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 wubba. The berserkers brought boffer weapons.
Now, I'm going to call it a number.
Ten magical.
You do realize I have an axe, right? You didn't call ten magical.
I don't understand that concept. It's very bizarre. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, limp guy there can explain it to you.
Now, when we wrestled well, you that see. Short time, I'm getting your
things
you
pack.
Can do back, right?
You get your counterpowers back, yes, but you didn't get your dailies.
But you I don't didn't get. Any of them. I didn't use any of those, but so I don't get my second wind.
You do get your second wind.
I
your
do.
Second
do.
Encounter.
Second okay. wind is an encounter power.
Okay, that was my question. All right. I'm saving my dailies if I can get up to the horn, dude.
Yes, can you?
Ow!
Hello?
Thank you for calling movie phone.
Hello? Thank you for calling movie phone.
Somebody put in a prescription?
Is it Walgreens? Not that I know of, but okay.
It needs to be picked up within the next 24 hours.
Okay.
Alrighty then, moving on.
I didn't know Walgreens threatened people.
Apparently. Set up strike.
Picked up in 24 hours or else. Leave the money in an unmarked bills and brown paper bag.
I'm assuming oh, you'll never see your prescription again.
No, 13 will not hit his AC.
Okay. Hmm. Yep, give me a pen.
I say it does.
I say it does. Mm. And I say they're all minions.
You can say whatever you like. Cheeto!
Alright, now let's see. I'll take another move. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Roll a perception check.
Perception. Is a 15. Do you see Orcus heading this way?
Hi!
He's over there.
I am a booster.
That's all right. You know.
That's okay, he's over there.
This actually isn't his bid to control the world, it's his bid for his coming out party.
Okay. And that's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Unless I can teleport over there.
Sad thing, though.
I haven't developed the power yet.
Well, why not?
I don't know.
Loser.
I know.
Sad. Haven't you made a dark pack yet?
No. Wait, let me check.
Let me put it this way. If you were an extraplanar deity entity, would you make a pact with him?
For the last time, no. Go away.
But I brought you this live rat.
Get out.
How did you get this number?
I just
prank caller, out. Prank caller.
I just start dialing numbers all randomly. Huh.
Woo! Minions! Grand!
Oh boy.
Wonderful fucking minions.
What kind of minions?
Oh!
6.
Ah! Bad touch, bad touch!
Stranger danger! Stranger danger! Oh, man.
They come out of the ground? What?
No.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. How did we not see them?
They were right there. He had a perception chance to see them, but he failed.
I rolled 15.
They hid better than that.
That's okay.
Right there.
What about the rest of us that walked into the room? Did you see them?
No, they were behind
You're
the wall.
Here. They were hiding behind the wall.
Yeah, I was alone, barely close enough to see him, and there was still a hard corner between me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was a wall over there.
They're just minions.
Well, most.
What are these? Just little, like, no, basically like
little notches
alcoves.
In the wall.
Alcoves. Okay.
Yep. Statuaries.
Arrow notches that we just blatantly walked past.
Stomp, stomp, stomp. They're gonna start flooding everything with acid.
And you won't see it. Take that back.
But around the corner is gonna be one right there. I'm gonna have to hit him with my book.
Whap.
Alright, let's see. Those two can't, but those three.
What are they?
Vampire spawn.
Ah! I am not a ghoul! I might be a vampire though.
This human skin has a death-like pallor. His eyes glow crimson and his face is feral. His canines are long and sharp and his fingernails are claw-like.
Basically, if you get bit by a vampire,
you become one of these things.
Ah.
And then so if the vampire, dies, they could actually either die or become vampires. Depending on...
So they might get back up? Is that what you're telling me?
Maybe.
God damn it. Are they undead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, that's good to know.
Hey, man, that's different.
I have maybe put my power on my side.
JC?
What'd you roll?
25 and 17.
17 didn't make it, but the other one did.
Okay. Take 5 points of damage.
I'm bloodied.
Were you bloodied before?
No.
Okay. It's necrotic damage. So it hurts like hell.
No good. Not like
bits of you are rotting and dying.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Thanks. Where am I at now? Okay.
So, and the one takes a swipe at you. Does a 21 hit your AC?
Yes.
Take 5 points of necrotic damage as it swipes at you.
I'm going down.
Yes.
Is that a door in front of me, by the way? That wooden thing?
No, it is an opening.
An arch.
It's an arch.
Okay.
An arch layer. Oh.
It's McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
McDonald's, can I help you?
Would All you right. like flies with that? I mean fries?
Cowan. You're finally snapped out of your... and then poofed her.
Oh, right, right.
I remember when I called her because I poofed her.
Do you yell out or something that things are back here? Did they come and strike at you?
No, they just popped out. Oh, no, let's see. No.
I would be yelling your name at this point.
I just look at him and go, can you sign my book?
Can you sign my book? I'd like to put you on my list.
Well, right after RIP.
That way,
here, just
the way
put
I
your
bloody
handprint right here.
3, 4, 5, 6. Right.
Yep.
Yes. And then I will. So I see this one. I will go ahead and mark that minion.
Where are you going? He's like, I'm out. You guys are on your own.
Well, my work here is done.
I called work as a poofter and started this whole mess.
And I'm going to do. 1, 2, 3, and do a charge onto that one.
Surprise. Okay. Nice.
Chino's had the right idea. He's just gonna leave.
He's getting out.
26.
That will be enough to hit the vampire spawn and destroy it.
Swap.
You did say 26, right?
Yes.
Okay. Not 25.
No, 26.
So what you're saying is...
What I'm saying is their AC is 20.
Great.
And that's what I do?
Excellent.
Hopefully he's not a vampire.
All right. We're back at the top. Seth.
If he's a vampire, we're screwed.
I will... move up so that I'm within 3 of these guys and cast Fire Shroud, which is each enemy in burst.
I think we're screwed then.
Sweet Jeebus.
And suddenly he's morphed into...
Oh, 17 and switched to 3, so the
it's burst three, so I get all three of these guys. Okay. It doesn't hit him unless his reflex is an 8. Oh, fortitude is an 8.
The fortitude's 15. The fortitude. All right, who are we talking about here?
You're doing a burst 3, so it's gonna hit.
It's gonna hit everybody. There.
Is it all enemies in the burst?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you rolled an 8 on this guy and missed.
Yeah.
So now let's roll for the other dude.
All right, his fortitude is 15. Yep.
His is. I got a lot higher than
okay,
that.
So okay, so that hits, and now minions. What's the target number on the
17.
Minion? I missed.
Miss.
One more.
Two more.
Two more.
Sixteen.
Miss.
And miss. If that misses, then.
But you do hit one berserker.
Okay. So you hit berserker. You hit Captain Limb.
That would be Lieutenant Limb.
Well, he takes 9 points of fire damage and an ongoing 5 fire damage, Stevens.
He's flaming!
Boy, howdy. You have no idea. Fang Yi.
Okay, I'm moving back. Behind Seth.
Okay.
For the moment.
Alright.
You should be able to shift through us.
I can shift
you through. Don't harm.
You're going to take an attack of opportunity, well, depending on what you do.
I'm just going to shift back behind Iona.
Okay.
That's what I was going to do. Slip between them.
Well, you can shift into one of their squares, then you have to keep spending a move to go. Again,
but you could shift twice and do it, and that would burn your actions for this round.
That actually, the mage is one back. There's a gap, yeah.
Do I have to do that?
No, but if you don't, somebody will get a swing at you.
I think what he was saying is, can't he shift diagonally between the two of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was standing there
instead of
like that.
Back,
it's not a. It's not a corner.
In between the two.
So you want to? You were standing
go,
here.
Yeah. Go diagonally.
You can either shift to here or here.
Diagonally.
And then you have
be...
to keep moving.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Diagonally from
that's
that
the
space
problem.
Would be
oh, there's an extra space.
Oh, there's an extra space. Okay. I didn't
it doesn't
see that.
Look like it from here is
okay.
The problem.
Yeah,
this is a wall.
Either.
Sorry. This is a wall. This is a wall.
Okay.
So if you just move, you can do that, but you'll provoke opportunity attacks from these three guys. If you shift and then shift again, you'll be fine. If you shift and then move, you'll get attacked by this guy.
Yeah. You can shift,
but if
shift,
I shift
again, and then you have a minor action, you could do your second wind.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was trying to heal, yes.
So, yeah. So you can get here and do your second wind.
And do your second wind.
Okay.
You can do that without getting hit.
That's what I want to do.
Okay.
Are you still bloodied then?
No.
Iona.
Is there anybody directly threatening me? Like, so...
Yes.
I use this.
There's a vampire spawn that can smack you.
Okay. Then I need to shift back.
Okay.
And...
heal me.
Again. Well, I have to do that too, but I get a standard to...
The shift is the move, so you have a standard and a minor left.
Yeah. And... let's see. I'm going to save that, so we'll... How about Lance of Faith on...
At this point, you can see the berserkers and one of the vampire spawn.
Yeah, on the on Limpy.
Okay, roll it.
It's against reflex.
Okay, his reflex is 14.
And that's totally not going to make it.
Not gonna make
it. And then I'm gonna go ahead and cast Healing Word on Fang Yi, and you get a total of you get an extra 5 points on top of your healing surge.
So spend healing
you
surge.
Can spend a healing surge and you
spend
get
a healing surge and add 5.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
All right. The Underpriest.
gets to go.
Is that the guy that's dancing around over here with the two bloody swords?
Yes.
All right. And he has a mighty move of what?
6. 27! Oh.
He is a vampire then. We're screwed.
What level is this campaign? Not high enough for you. You're dead.
5.
You joined
that up.
Isn't that a hole?
Yay! Jumps into the pit?
He's covering. That's right.
He's a magic spellcasting vampire spawn.
6. He'll be there.
That's not right.
I think it's better that he just go into the pit, don't you?
Unless he just walks across it. Creepier.
I was gonna say, yeah, he hovers across.
I would much rather see him fall into the pit personally.
Blaspheme the holy name of Orcus. Kill them, my minions!
Actually, that was kind of just
poofter.
Orcus is poofter.
What?
Let's not take the evil god's name in vain when we're in their temple.
What, the poof for evil god?
Oh, this will be fun.
Great.
He's going to go in here.
Uh-oh.
He is going to... No, that's not even going to help. Never mind. He'll just stay there.
Stay there on fire?
Fire! He takes his 5 points of fire damage.
Maybe.
I'll roll his save now just to get it out of the way, and he will be not on fire anymore at the end of this round.
Sad. Catch more fire again, honey.
That's a daily power, the count of power.
Okay, so Mr. Limp will take a swing at Gaz.
Duck and weed.
We get Gaz.
Does a 19 hit you, Gaz?
From these burning hands.
Yeah.
19 will hit me.
Okay.
Because you'll get...
Take 6 points of damage. And the other one will attack Seth in his mighty pants. Does 22 hit you, Seth?
Yes.
Take 7 points of damage, Seth.
Ow.
None to your pants, though.
None to your pants? Yes. Because they're in the other room?
Your pants are immune.
Oh.
Is there any cookies left?
No.
They're all gone.
No.
As Eric puts the rest of them in his mouth.
There you go.
All right, Gaz, you're up.
Don't look at me like that, Ethan. As Eric gets attacked by the box of flesh on her face.
How does... If it were to occur, if I were to slide an opponent, I have to basically slide them through an unoccupied square.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I could drop people in the pit.
Slide somebody and make a hole.
Unless that summons Orcus.
Hey, I'm not the one who's making fun of him. I'm going to put on my Orcus hat.
You could tell Orcus that I was just giving you sacrifices, my lord.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, put on the Orcus hat. Why? I also got a Paylor hat in here.
I'll do a positioning strike on Mr. Limp Mace.
And a Bacob hat. It's a chicken mask.
Actually, you could shift here. Do it on him.
A platinum dragon mask is just a dead iguana.
Pretty awesome if you could shift him and throw him into the pit.
That's a good idea.
I like that idea.
I'll do it on this one.
You could push him through. Push two people?
No, I'm doing it on that one instead.
There's a minion standing behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. He's still got a space that I can slide him to right there.
Oh, okay.
And actually, it's 3 squares, so I can still get him to the pit.
Oh, sweet.
Have to go around the other one.
Well, I guess he gets a save, though. So he may not plummet into the pit. He may just be at the edge.
23 versus Will.
That'll do it.
hesitant to use my turn undead because I don't know if the other ones are undead. Can I detect undead?
I mean, you don't have anything special that allows you to detect undead, no.
I would have to, like, roll for
it? He will take 8 points of damage, and then I will slide him into the pit.
Or at least to the edge.
Alright, well...
As right, a second strike, you slide the target a number of squares equal to your... A false stumble and a shove, and you place the enemy exactly where you want him, so I push him into the pit.
Okay. 10 or higher, he hangs onto the edge. 1 through 9, he falls.
He falls.
Nope, he doesn't fall.
He does not fall. He hangs onto the edge.
That's okay, though. He's still...
Somebody stomp on his head! Stomp on his head!
Actually, he is set up for, except for that minion, he could be set up for a bull rush.
Cheeto!
Da 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 da! Da. Here we go. You have a curse. Name yeah, whatever. Give him the curse. Da da da. Right there?
Roll a perception check.
By the way, is he going to make an attack of opportunity? I got an 8.
He will not make an attack of opportunity.
Okay. I got an 8.
Okay. So keep going.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I will attempt... Come on! Curse of the Dark Dream!
Jeremy does the Dark Dream Dance.
Okay. On the main, dude. Okay, it's versus Will. And it's going to be... That's going to be 17, 18.
That'll do it.
Sweet! Okay, first damage. Okay, 15... 16, 20 points of psychic damage. Slide the target 3 squares. 1, 2, I'm going to slide him right there, though.
20, he does not fall.
That's fine. I can sustain it as a minor and keep pushing him around. So.
And he gets pushed back into the pit.
Ha-ha!
Now somebody could just pull a gelatinous cube out of the bag of holding and drop it.
Anything else, Cheeto?
No, I don't have an action point, or I would drop him back in the pit.
Okay. The vampire spawn, the remaining vampire spawn get to go.
Fine, I broke up the
back party.
Well, I broke up the fact that at least one of them had me flanked, so that was...
I'm holding her up.
Well, I understand we're going to be back to it, but, you know, one thing at a time.
If it moves, Seth will get him.
He's shifting.
Oh, it's shifting?
Mm-hmm. He's shifting, and these two are going to attack you. Attack you. You get bonuses because they're flanking you! Does an 18 hit your AC?
Instead of a move, I can take another move, right?
If it's with... Since it's opportunity because I'm flanked, Ethan? No, it does not.
Ethan!
Huh? What?
Instead of a move, can I take another minor?
31?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
5 points of damage.
39.
Yes, I cannot...
yes, you can trade, actions down.
So 24.
You can trade a standard for a move and move for a move for minor.
24, so, yes.
Or a standard for
5 minor. More points of necrotic.
Ouch.
Was I supposed to save versus that, or is that...
No, it's just a damage type.
Okay, that bloodies me.
He's okay, bloody. So now you're bloodied.
Now I'm bloodied.
Okay.
Maybe I should curse him. I could curse that dude.
That guy gets to go. He takes a swing at you. Wow. 31.
That'll hit me.
Jesus Christ.
5 points of necrotic damage.
Yeah, the minions.
You're rolling like a 40-sided die, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
That would be a big dice.
Make another perception check.
11.
Okay.
You don't have any pluses.
Nope. I don't.
Literally, out of nowhere. Uh-huh.
He's at a minus two.
He may be at a minus two, but he has combat advantage on you.
That's fine. It cancels.
So that cancels out.
He would still be able to get any thieving... What's the extra damage called that thieves have?
Sneak attack?
Yeah, he would get sneak attack. Mm-hmm. Just wouldn't get the bonus. Holy crap, there's something over here! Calvin, hurry up! Get over here!
And he kills you.
Now he doesn't.
Yes! Okay, instead it's a natural... It's a unmodified... Well, it's not a natural point. He still rolls a 20 to hit your AC.
But it's just not a crit.
It's just not a crit.
I'd rather have that.
Okay.
Than a crit.
I'll take it. Because I can't do anything about it.
Take 14 points of damage.
Okay.
Colin, what are you doing dinking around over there?
Gloom enshrouds this halfling-sized humanoid. Its hairless face has solid white eyes that stare around the area.
Can you sign my book?
Literally, what happened is he wasn't there a second ago, and all of a sudden, like, your appendix is no longer there.
Well, I need that organ.
Oh, my spleen! And there's this little kind of creepy white halfling with big white eyes that has just gutted you, or attempted to gut you.
Gaz, one of your friends is over here stabbing me.
Colin, you're a halfling too, dude.
Yeah, but I'm not a halfling thief.
Not a rouge.
I think he's trying to down something.
I doubt a 12 hits its AC.
Sadly, no.
That's retarded. Okay.
Colin, quit dinking around and get pissed already. Come on.
I'm starting to. I'll shift over there.
Miss Slug.
And that's all I can do, so.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Kill the minion!
New round! Top of the initiative order, Seth.
Crabby knife.
Okay. If you have to teach him the lesson.
Yes.
I will slide back one.
No matter what die I grab, it's going to betray me.
And
I just roll all of these?
Kill all those in front of you so that take the average.
If you can. But every time you do that, you're going to take 3d20 first. Yeah. 3d20 damage, and I get to roll it.
Well, the dice I don't use, I take in damage. All right.
You can roll all of those. I get to pick which one you use, and the rest you take in damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sounds fair to me.
Carpetbagger.
Hey, you got two of my guys dangling over the pit of blood. Two of them.
23 versus reflex on the limp.
The limp one?
Limpy.
Okay. Limpy. 23 versus reflex. That'll hit him.
Did Limpy take his fire damage his turn?
He will save. Did take his fire damage he made a save, so he will take no more fire damage after this.
So, he is not on fire.
Aww. We like it better when he is on fire.
I'm sorry, what?
Six damage.
Okay.
Can you lob a fireball?
No.
Can you lob an acid ball?
You can shoot acid arrow.
Anything else, Seth?
Nope, that's it.
All right, Fangy. You're in the back,
mm-hmm,
having a little
there's
nice...
nowhere for me to move.
Nice little convalescence.
You can move through people.
You can move through people.
You can move up here just fine.
You can move up there.
You go do-do-do-do-do, and then...
Now, granted, it's a minion, but...
Still.
It still...
It is something to hit.
It would make him not be flanked.
Yes.
So you get up here and do something.
And they do look particularly ravenous now that you're bloodied.
Or actually, you have... I don't know, Cleave wouldn't help because they're both minions, so...
Mm-hmm. Unless you attack Gaz, then you could...
Yeah,
we don't need Gaz attack.
You could cleave into Gaz, yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That would be bad.
Duck, okay. Gaz? Duck.
Reaping Strike against the guy in front of me.
Roll it.
24.
That'll hit it.
It's close.
Ew!
Colin, why did you tell me to go this way? Shark! Shark! You and your plan! It's right here in the book! Bad plan! Bad plan!
Let me see
Who
that.
Who told you to move that way?
Where's the fire from?
Off in the pit. Dumbass. Wanna go after it?
Put your nose in the book.
No, that's okay.
Alright, Iona.
No, it's my turn. Okay. Alright. What to do? I guess Lance of Faith to Limpy.
Alright, roll it.
And that gives me a healing surge, I hope?
Not Lance of Faith.
Okay.
The best I can do is one temporary hit point.
Woo!
Might be enough to save him.
Yeah, but I can also use my minor action to heal him.
Yeah.
Of course, that'll be my last heal for the round, or for the encounter.
Do we have any potions left?
Did we have potions? 14 versus reflex.
14 versus reflex.
I got
reflex.
One.
Sweet. I've got a short sword of viciousness.
That will hit him.
Okay. And a bracelet.
Yay!
And a toy sword. And a doll.
Okay.
And I have a potion of healing as well.
There you go.
Offering a potion is a standard or a minor action?
Minor. And he takes 12 points of damage, of radiant damage.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes a difference for him, but...
Not really, but it does bloody him, and as soon as he becomes bloodied, great, as an immediate reaction, he goes... and tries to smack you.
Smack me?
No.
Oh, crap.
Tries to lay the smack down on Gaz. Battle Fury, immediate reaction when first bloodied, encounter. The Human Berserker makes a melee basic attack with a +4 bonus to the attack roll and deals +1d6 damage on a hit. So, he gets to attack you.
Okay.
Ooh, this is going to be bad.
I still have a minor. Can I shove him out of the way?
32.
32 points of damage? No.
32 to hit you.
Oh.
Hey, do you have your halfling?
No, that's what I thought. 32 points of damage. Nice. What?
It was what kind of damage was he rolling?
He's going to roll a die 12.
He can. I can take my second chance. He can re-roll that. Thank you. Die 12 is all I need to hear. Thanks. Yeah.
Does a 19 hit you?
Is this considered an opportunity attack?
Sadly, no.
Then, yes, he hit.
D6 plus D12 plus 4.
Oh, God! Oh, well.
Not as bad as it could be.
Yeah.
10 points.
10 points of damage.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to burn my action point and cast, as you like to call it, Bacon of Hope.
Yay, bacon!
And it's burst 3, so I get everybody around me. Sorry, guys. Everybody that's...
No bacon for you two.
No bacon for you. Gets an automatic... an automatic 5 points. And then... I'm going to go ahead and cast Healing Word on you, because you're probably you're almost dead.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, because you're down to only 8 points, only 8 hit points. Yeah. And I rolled a 6. Plus 4 is 10, plus another 5 is 15.
So no longer boy.
Now.
I own a massive healing.
It's the best I can do. And then I'm done. So, because that's all of my. I suppose that I could move, but why?
Okay. Now he gets the priest gets to go. The priest scrambles up out of the pit. That's his move action. Screams, "We must delay them. Kalorel must finish. He must finish the summoning." And he points at the berserker who is now bloodied. "You, my minion, strike them down!" And shadow kind of flows out of him and into the berserker. And he is no longer bloodied.
Sad.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's also a, I'm sorry, I needed to roll to hit for the Bacon of Hope. All of the, everything in the burst three.
Okay.
Three, which hits the berserker.
Hits the berserker and the,
And the two vampires.
And the two vampires spawn.
Uh-huh.
Okay, roll to hit.
That's,
berserker first, so.
15 plus some.
Doesn't matter.
It's versus
berserker.
Well. Okay.
Let's roll the two vampire spawn next.
And this would be when he was bloody, so.
Yep.
Sorry. 10 plus some. With him. 14.
Okay, not gonna hit him. Roll it again.
Versus Will.
Versus Will. It's not gonna hit the vampire spawn.
Okay.
The vampire spawn target you need is a 17.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Okay. So, what happens to him?
It says on a hit, the target is weakened until the end of its next turn. And then myself and all the allies and the burst regain 5 hit points, and my healing powers restore plus 5 hit points until the end of the encounter. Okay. I'm sorry, I forgot that.
Okay.
I actually do something with that. So they're weakened, which I think means that they do half damage.
I believe so. Your attacks deal half damage, yes. Alright, well, now the berserkers get to go. He's going to use a move action to climb out of the pit. And he is also going to 1, 2, 3. Look up charge and tell me if you have to move in a straight line.
I think you have to move it just at least 2 squares.
Because if he can charge, he will. Otherwise, he'll just move up again.
You must move at least 2 squares from your starting position and must move directly to the nearest square from which you can attack the enemy.
Okay.
You can't charge if the nearest square is occupied, moving over different terrain costs extra, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Yeah, it works.
Sorry. So, he will charge.
Okay.
So we'll do his melee basic attack. Let's see, who's he going to charge? He's going to charge Fangy.
Okay.
And miss you. Because I believe AC 10 will not hit you.
Mm-mm.
And then
the other berserker, Mr. Limp, who is now newly invigorated with dark energy.
Yeah, weakened at the same time.
Will an AC 23 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. Take 3 points of damage.
Okay.
That's after the halving.
And Eric, okay. Your dude needs to make a save, because I did say I was going to sustain that, so on his end of his turn, mm-hmm. he would get a save to see if it goes away, so he okay. gets a save.
Does it say save ends?
Mm-hmm. Does it say save ends?
Yeah, it does.
He rolled a 10, so save ends.
Sad. I know. But which it was one? Only fair. It was the main dude that I dropped. No, no. the main okay. dude that I dropped.
The head guy.
Into, okay. Well, okay, then... Do I have to spend the minor that turn, or would it be the next turn?
Whenever
it says sustain, it says
whenever your turn comes around, you need to spend the action. But how long does it initially take effect?
It is just it just says sustain minor. You slide the target one square, whether you hit or miss. Okay. So I guess his save wouldn't be until this turn,
right? Because you
so. He's going to save, but my turn's going to come up, so I can still slide him once. Right. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
But he's going to save it. Okay.
All
right. I was kind of confused about that.
Okay.
So you get to slide him one more time.
I'll get to slide him one more time.
Gaz. You're up.
Does anybody know what happened to my holy symbol?
No.
Did you? I had a card, because at some point I picked up
a... Did you bury it with the goblin?
No.
You
might have.
I don't think I stole it. Nope, didn't steal it.
There was some holy thing that I picked up that added to... And I was just looking to see what it added.
It seemed like...
It was a plus one, I think.
Well, I think we had an encounter where
plus one symbol of battle and grants a plus one enhancement bonus to attack and damage rolls, deals plus one die 8 damage on a crit when used with divine powers that have the implement keyword.
Yeah.
It also has a power that can be used as a free action. When you hit with a power that uses a holy symbol, deal an extra one die 8 damage.
I haven't been adding my extra wand damage.
And that's an encounter.
Whoops.
Well, actually, it recharges when you reach a monster, so it's not actually an encounter. Well, you can use it once, and then
it'll take
it recharges
two.
Overnight, or whenever you reach a milestone.
When you get an action point, basically.
Yeah.
Hey, wand. Do they give you extra damage on a crit?
It gives you an extra d6, yeah.
Dang it.
Okay. I will. It's just like a magic weapon.
That's what I thought. I need to remember to add that.
Tumble. There.
What does tumble do?
It allows me to shift three squares, so.
Okay. Did you want to shift more than that?
No. I just didn't want to be where they're constantly flanking me again.
Well, you could shift like over to here, though. That way we're not all bunched up in there. You guys aren't. Just an idea. I don't know. It's up to you. Because you could shift from shift, and then or shift or whatever. If you can shift through squares.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
That makes it potentially less likely you'll be flanked again. Potentially.
Well, potentially, and it also gets it so it's only one can attack me this turn as opposed to...
Uh-huh.
Two.
Possibly
three, because then all they have to do is move out.
And I will Sly Flourish the minion. The weakened minion. And unless a 13 hits its AC, I will miss the minion.
We'll miss the minion. Here's your symbol of battle.
Sad.
Sadly, you will miss the minion. Cheeto!
Okay, sorry. So, I spend my minor to trigger that.
Okay.
As a sustain. And then slide him back.
Okay.
Into the pit. As my minor action.
He does save.
Okay. And then I guess he saved before against my
thing, or...
Okay, so at the end of the round, he would roll another save, but...
Yeah. Well, at the end of his turn.
The end of his turn, it'll go away. Okay.
All right, so... And then... Because I have to get away from this guy. I will move, so he gets an attack of opportunity, but he is at a minus two because of my halfling.
You didn't get a chance to curse him yet?
Nope. Because I spent my minor to... Right.
Does an AC 19 hit you?
Is that with a minus two? Oh, that'd be 17. Well, yeah, that hits me.
Okay.
You don't have a nimble reaction?
No, I do not.
I wasn't sure if that was a
feat. I could
racial features.
Nope.
Nimble reaction is a race feature. That's where you get the plus two to AC.
Make 10 more points of damage.
First opportunity attacks.
No, that's what I'm using. Okay. But there's a second one on top of that.
Okay. Take 10 more points of damage.
10. Oh. Okay, now I'm bloodied.
Jesus Christ.
Bloodied, but I am moving. So, one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Not in the blood. I'm wearing my good shoes, not in the blood.
Not in the blood unless I...
So he's in...
Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. When you play a role-playing game, do you like to have your own dice? GMDice.com is one of the best selections of dice on the internet. From stone dice to metal dice and even bone dice, GMDice.com is your dice store.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.